Hey, hidden gems. What are the places you've gone to somewhere in Victoria and thought, oh, gee, that's a ripper? Should know more about that. I heard about one today called the Melville Caves in the Loddon Valley. It's about 2 hours from Melbourne, just outside Bendigo. Extraordinary story. Loddonshire Councillor Wendy Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and good morning, listeners.
Who or what are the Melville Caves?
So the Melville Caves is a park, in a little area in the Cura State Park, just outside of Inglewood and Wedderburn in Loddonshire. It's set up with a picnic ground, campground, walking trails, lookouts, a fantastic little hidden gem and a local landmark in the Loddonshire.
Wendy, you haven't got me there yet. I got walking trails and parks and things. What are the caves? Why do I come to see the caves?
So the Dja Dja Rung people were the first inhabitants of the area, and they used these caves as shelters, etc. But the Melville Caves have derived their names from a bushranger who is said to have used the area for hideout.
So what, he lived in the caves?
He lived in the caves, apparently. His name was Frank McCallum. He went under the alias of Captain Melville.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in Scotland and he came across, he was sent to Port Arthur or Van Diemen's Land in the 1830s, came across to Victoria and soon became a bushranger, holding up people in the Black Forest, people coming up from Melbourne to the goldfields, and he made his name as Captain Melville, the bushranger.
And he lived in these caves, or he hid out in these caves with his gang?
Yeah. No, well, that's right. Apparently...
If I go along there and have a look, is it going to tell me in detail the Captain Melville story? Because that's what would lure me in, as distinct from walking trails where I can go anywhere. Would it tell me properly what happened?
You can. There's a storyboard in Melville Caves itself, and you can actually walk through the caves, and there is said to be hidden treasure still in the caves or still in the area somewhere. So if you're lucky and come and visit the Melville Caves, you could stumble across this hidden treasure that Frank McCallum, alias Captain Melville, left behind.
Any idea how many visitors would go to the Melville Caves in a year?
It's very popular during the school holiday period, particularly Easter and Christmas. It's got a campground there, free campground that you can visit, and picnic area where you can just come along and have your picnic. But you're looking at maybe 1,000 people would go through the Melville Caves area, staying overnight or staying for longer periods.
1,000 in a year?
Yeah, it's a very hidden gem. It's very local. A lot of people, locals, use the area, but not a lot of people from wider around know about this area. So,
tell you what, Councillor, hold on, with a word to you off air. If you can send me photographs, we'll get them online. Let's promote it. Melville Caves, Loddonshire Councillor Wendy Murphy. Hidden treasurer, bushranger story, mystery, you walk through the caves... I mean, she started off selling it as sort of walking tracks and thing. Everybody can do that. This has got a different twist to it. And they get 1,000 people a year. 1,000 people a year. You get that to a good coffee shop in a weekend or one day. Anybody ever been there? Any other ideas for hidden gems, slogans? 133 693.